What is, and what can never be. Written by Kaluna Vulgare, and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sometimes, he wonders what Jack would look like if the Pumpkin King had flesh. He imagines the tall, skinny body with a suit of skin to match. Pale skin, certainly. He wouldn't be able to imagine Jack as anything but pale. Dark hair, probably. Black, or even a dark brown. But he can't imagine the eyes. He squints at his friend from across the courtyard. He can't imagine blue eyes, nor green, not even brown. He wonders if it would be rude to ask Jack what color his eyes had been before he died. The image comes to mind as he stares at the creature. He imagines pale, pale flesh wrapped up in the strange pinstriped suit he wore. There is a messy mop of raven black hair atop his skull, thin and grinning lips. The eyes are as dark and cold as the void they are now. He sees it so clearly that he wonders if he is actually seeing what the man had looked like. Surprisingly, the thought of Jack with flesh makes his mouth water, and his fangs tingle with anticipation at the thought of all that blood flowing beneath pale flesh. He turns away from the skeleton, shuddering and biting at his lip. He realizes the error of his ways when a burst of hot blood fills his mouth. He is so very hungry. He laps at the blood on his lip absent-mindedly and wonders if there are any humans in Halloween Town. He narrows his eyes when he remembers that there are no humans in a town full of monsters. He looks at Jack longingly, and though he knows that there is nothing there but bones, no hot blood pumping through non-existent veins, he can't help but remember that tall and gangly human he'd glimpsed, and want.